the situation is confused because M23 took the control of the city this morning. In many neighborhoods of Goma and many places, there are still fightings and the use of even heavy ammunition, heavy caliber.
What do people expect now?
For now, the people left their house early morning when soldiers were surrendering. But when fighting started, all activities stopped. Everybody returned back to his home.
How are you and your family doing?
Myself and my family, we are good, as we can say, even if kids are afraid because of this gunshot and detonation, but we are in a safe place. We decided for our security to leave from our neighborhood.
A week ago, Goma was under government control. Now it's under M23. The rapid transformation of the city from one group to another.
This impacts a lot because, you know, for now 1 week, Goma is without any energy, no water, no electricity, and not good internet signal, no food, because all roads are blocked, and many families are suffering. That's one thing. And another thing is also the change what you mentioned. People had confidence with the National Army, but now they will be under control of new people, new persons, which were just 1 day before were rebels, and just 1 day after, all of that will change, and they will now have new authorities. For some people, there will be the first time to meet them, to see them. This will affect a lot. And also one more thing, the life, the normal life of Goma is also affected. Like, for example, banks won't work anymore because banks still pending by Kinshasa, and families or people who have money in their bank, how will they live?
And not only the banks, but the radio stations, the media, who's controlling it right now?
Local media, all local media switched off their transmitter. But we know that when they will take the entire control, the total control of the city, they will have to talk to people, because we are not talking only about Goma. Goma is the capital city of an entire province, which is so bigger than the country of Uganda. So many cities were depending by Goma. When Goma fell under a rebellion like this, this affects also those other cities. Goma has an international airport. Goma is the hub of the humanitarian team, which the UN agencies, UN mission, NGOs, all of them depend by the road of Goma, by the airport of Goma. So for now, all of these will be affected by this change, the leadership of Goma.
The transformation is very shocking for, you said, for the people who live there in Goma and the surrounding areas.
Some areas outside Goma, which are still under the government's control, will depend by who when the governor of Goma has left the city. When now the city is under rebellion control, that is one thing I'm asking myself. A city like Butembo, which is big trading center and depends by Goma. The city of Beni also depends by Goma. So the mayor, for now, the mayor of Butembo doesn't have his chief. Goma doesn't have a governor. Goma doesn't have a mayor. So to who the mayor of Beni will report everything of Beni? To who the mayor of Butembo start reporting? All of these questions are the ones which show that this transform of the leadership in Goma here will affect not only the city of Goma, but will affect all the entire province of North Kivu.
Any word from Kinshasa?
The spokesperson of the DRC, the minister Patrick Muyaya, said on a statement they decided to leave the country, they official to leave the country in order to protect civilian life, because as government they could not prefer to fight in the city. That could make many collateral damage. That's how, as the government responsible, they decided to leave and let the M23 get inside Goma without killing a lot of people.
So they actually gave up because they were concerned of collateral damage.
Exactly.